This week, on March the 12th, the Czech Republic will mark the 7th anniversary since its accession to NATO in 1999. Over that period, the military has changed beyond recognition, investing in new technology, going fully professional and redefining its overall approach to warfare. Later this year, Czech soldiers will be able to serve on key foreign missions with greater impact than ever before. Jan Bellinger has the details.
The Czech Army in 1989, the Czech Army now. Then it was a colossal and unwieldy Soviet-era military machine. Now it has changed from the ground up, going fully professional, increasing in specialization, and after numerous difficult missions abroad, military prestige. The 90s witnessed a full transformation, and says Ministry of Defense spokesman Andrei Čirtek, the Czech military dramatically changed its approach.
For the first time in Czech history, there was no enemy at the borders, and this led to complete change in the philosophy of armed forces. Since entering NATO, we needn't defend our administrative borders. Now, from the military point of view, the borders lead in Balkan, in Middle East. These are the places, the dangers and threats.
Since joining NATO, Czech contingents have served, indeed continue to serve, on missions in Afghanistan, Kosovo and Iraq, and in no small numbers either, together counting some 1,000 military personnel. Especially since the NATO summit in Prague in 2002, the Czech military has increasingly focused on specialization, where it has already begun to excel.
Czech Army still has all components of classic army, but there are certain areas in which we want to specialize in. Those areas are passive surveillance system. For this purpose, we acquired top piece of equipment. Another specialization of our armed forces is the defense against the weapons of mass destruction. And the third point is special forces trained to combat behind enemy lines, to see and not to be seen. And these specialized components we want to offer as our cream of the top.
As of this autumn, Czech military representatives say the Army will keep good on its promise to offer NATO the services of a complete rapid response brigade, ready to serve anywhere in the world at relatively short notice. Pavel Ressler is the spokesman for the 4th Brigade.
My jsme doposavat měli takové jednotky připravené pouze menší do úrovně praporu.
Until now, we had only smaller units at the level of battalions. For example, the NBC unit used in nuclear, chemical and biological detection created for NATO's Rapid Response Force. Now, we'll be able to provide a full brigade, up to 3,500 men.
According to the Defense Ministry, the Czech military will hold major exercises later this year. After that, more Czechs than ever will likely end up serving in some of the world's hottest spots.
Jan Wellinger with that report.